Welcome, everybody. Shir number 900. Baruch Hashem. We hit another plateau with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir number 900 in our Hilchas Brachos. Tremendous, tremendous plateau along with our Shabbos Shirim. Baruch Hashem, we're way over 2,000 Shirim. May Hashem give us koiches and energy to continue further. Okay, so getting back to what we were talking about, we're in the middle of Simin Reish Tes. We went off a little bit on a tangent, but we hope to get back to the other simonim that we were talking about. We were talking about the halachas of Amen, but since we started talking a little bit about mistakes and brachas, I wanted to go through Simin Reish Tes, which talks all about mistakes and how to work with them. It's extremely important things to know. We do not want to come to saying Hashem's name in vain and so on. Okay, so the Shoyin Halachas in Simin Reish Tes at the end, the last one in Oizvav, he says like this. Again, he's bringing it down in a kloliastic way, but he says, Beirach Bar Priya Goffin. Somebody made a Bar Priya Goffin. Shoyin Sover Shebekoisa Yain. He thought in his cup was wine. Vetom, and he tasted it. Verashahu Mayim. He saw it was water, right? Or soda, or something along those lines. So, I have a cup of grape juice, a cup of wine in my hand. That's what I think it is. I make my Bar Priya Goffin, and I drink. I don't drink. I realize right after I made my Bar Priya Goffin that it's not wine, and it's not grape juice. What do I do now? I'm sort of like stuck. I drink the soda, do I drink the water? But I made a Bar Priya Goffin, that doesn't help. So it's like this. Im hoyulafon of yayin achar ala shulchan. So the halach is like this. If there's on the table, right at the time you made the bracha, you have on the table this taka grape juice, or on the table is taka wine. So then, afilu loy kivein behed yalishtais mimenu, even though you did not have a mind to drink from that wine that's on the table, loy havei hata ima. Hefsik, the fact that you now took a sip, right, is not considered a hefsik. In other words, you actually drank from the cup. I drank and I realized it's water. I drank, I realized it's soda. Okay, so that's the case, really. That's the case. I made my Bar Priya Goffin, and I took a drink, and I realized it's soda. I realized it's water. Maybe it was dark in the room, whatever the case might be. But the bottom line is I now drank, but I'm stuck because I didn't make the right bracha. I made a Bar Priya Goffin, but it wasn't chal. It did not fall on my drink because my drink in my cup is orange juice, it's water, it's soda, something else. It's not wine, it's not grape juice. So if you have on the table in front of you grape juice or wine, so then quickly take some of that and drink, and you don't have to make a Bar Priya Goffin. The fact that you took a little bit of a sip from the orange juice or soda, whatever it is, or water that's in your cup, is not considered a interruption. And you could drink the wine or grape juice in front of you without a bracha. V'im loy hoye lefanav al hayayin, right? But let's say you did not have wine. Let's say you did not have wine. So you already drank from the cup. So the fact there's nothing that you can fix. The fact that you drank orange juice, water, soda, whatever is in the cup, the mistake that you can't fix. You already drank. Unless you want to drink more, now you have to make the right bracha. But that's not the case. The case is you made a mistake. You now want to continue on with your. You did not talk out. You did not talk out. But the question is your drinking of the soda, water, or whatever it is in your cup that you made a mistake, is that drinking a interruption? So the answer is no, as long as you quickly got the grape juice or orange, got the grape juice or wine, it's in front of you. But let's say it's not in front of you. It's not in front of you on the table. Right. So if you had a mind to drink, I had a mind to drink the cup that I have in front of me that I'm holding, which I thought was wine. It's not, but I thought it was wine, and I have in mind to drink more. So then quickly you could get from the fridge and drink the other one that you had in mind. But now let's say it's not in front of you, that other wine or grape juice, and you did not have a mind to drink more. I just had a mind to drink that one cup that I was holding that I thought was wine, but I found that it's really soda when I sipped it, right? Or I found that it's really, really water when I sipped it, when I actually took a drink. So then, now if you actually want to go and drink some wine, or drink some grape juice, you would have to go make another bracha because of the fact that there is no grape juice in your cup. That was a mistake. There is no grape juice or wine in front of you, and there is no grape juice or wine. You didn't have a mind to drink anything else. You only had a mind to drink that one cup, which turns out was a mistake altogether. Now, so that's as far as that goes. Now, v'im amar baruch shem kivoy malchus al hanavod havei hefsik. That would be already a hefsik. So let's say you made a bar priya gofen and you took a sip. Oyvei, it's soda. I realized I made a mistake. I didn't talk out, but I said right away baruch shem kivoy malchus al hanavod. That's going to be a hefsik. That's going to be an interruption, and now you're going to have to make a new bracha. So the Sefer Yetzer Halacha says very interesting something even further. He brings down from the Magen Avraham Maril, but the Beit Azamei, he says like this in Ois Yud, our Simin Reish Tes, that not Tal B'Yad Kois Shal Ma'im V'Soy V'Shiyesh B'Soy Chayayin. The same question. He took in his hands wine. Let's say he's making Kiddush or something along those lines. He took in his hand a cup of water and he thought it was wine. He's making Kiddush or he's not, and he has a mind. He has a few people at the table that he's having them in mind. He's making the bracha for them also. Let's say by Kiddush or whatever. Uberich Halab Eripriya Gafim V'Hayu Shem Gam Anashim Achem V'Lefneim Yayin. And the other people have wine. He has soda in his cup. He has water in his cup. The other people have wine. They want to be yoytze with his bracha. Afterwards, he realized he took a sip. He realized he made the bar priya gofen for him and for everybody else, and he realized that in his cup is water or soda or something else, but not wine, not grape juice. So he brings down. Does the sefer Yetzer Halachos? This is in Reish Tes Ois Yud. Okay, ein tzarich levarach pam shenis. He would not have to make another bracha bar priya gofen. Even on the other wine or grape juice that they'll bring him, even though it wasn't in front of him or whatever, since he was moitzi the other people around the table, right? And they had wine, so they taka drank. So and they drank on with his bracha. Nimsa shalai hoisa brachasi levatola. Comes out that his bracha was not levatola. It was chal. In other words, his bracha was chal on the cups of wine that are all there, but everybody's drinking. Umuta gam la mavarech lishtei soed yayin. So then it comes out that even the one who made the bracha on the wine, the one who made kiddush, let's say, right, lishtei soed yayin, he could drink more wine. And so says the Sefer Yetzer Halachos, Vim Hoye Badaita Lishtois Oid Yayin, right? So he could drink more wine. He could drink more wine in that case. Vim Hoye Badaita Lishtois Oid Yayin. If he had a mind to drink more wine, or there was more wine or more grape juice in front of him, Afilu Eina Cherem Imoi. Even if they're not others sitting around the table like we spoke about from the Shayna Halachos, who quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabur and so on, then if he didn't have a mind of wine, right? Or he didn't have a mind more grape juice, or it's not in front of him. So even if there's nobody else around him that he's being yaitzah, that he's saying the bracha for them, there's nobody else there. So even then, ain't tzarech levarach shenis, you don't have to make a bracha, as long as he had it in mind to drink more or is in front of him. But when the other people around and they taka have wine in their cups, like by kiddush or whatever, and they taka drink, so then it's good. So then so then when he takes more wine, it would be good because again his bracha was chal on all the cups of wine. It's not a bracha levatola. So it's a bracha that was made and it was chal on the cups and everybody drinks. And if he has to drink more wine, whatever the case is, he wants to drink more wine. And it was in front of him and it wasn't. He didn't have in mind. So he would not have to make another bracha because the bracha was not a bracha levatala. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. But the point is, I just want to make everybody should understand that the fact that he took a sip of the water or soda, whatever was in his cup, is not a hefsik. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.